Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm glad Jeffrey Zavara is here, too. Friend, he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the chief home officer, the author of Safe at Home, the author of Home Office Know-How, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, among others, and our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, as usual.
It's good to have you back. Also, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, which the SBA bestowed that national honor upon him, well deserved. And he's also Jeffrey's also a columnist for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. Jeffrey, we've been talking a lot about technology, and especially small business technology, and how technology really helps small business owners, including the micropreneur, the little bitty guys, the people who work from home especially, how it makes them more nimble, more competitive, more productive. And one of the things, though, that I wanted to ask you about is to see how much you know about this, is the Bluetooth technology. And, you know, I see people walking around airports and other places with these things sticking out of their ear. They look like Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek.
Right, exactly.
Right, and you know what? I get that. I understand that. Of course, I think my audience has heard me say that I've got this one pet peeve about people sitting at dinner with the Bluetooth sticking out of their ear. That's pretty rude, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, what about all this Bluetooth business?
Well, what we're seeing is Bluetooth. I just did a blog that will be posted probably later this week for Success Magazine on Bluetooth, because I've been demoing some new headsets. But what we see is Bluetooth is a technology that enables you to go wireless, for example, between your headset and your earphone. It's really not a headset, but an earphone, as it were, and your handheld phone. Now, one of the things you can't do is if you're sort of the Luddite like myself, up until about a month and a half, 2 months ago, where I was using a three-year-old analog phone, they don't work with those. They're a digital device.
I finally shamed him into buying a digital phone, ladies and gentlemen. And now you can't shut him up about it.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the 21st century. A kid dragged
right.
Me kicking and screaming. But it's really cool because these are small devices. One is the Plantronics Discovery 665, and another one is a really cool device called the Jawbone. And I recommend people just go to jawbone.com or Plantronics.com to take a look. See, and obviously there are others out there, many other different brands and models. But they're very small. Lieutenant Uhura, in fact, I included her in my blog. I said, you know, Star Trek characters had their characteristics. So Spock had his ears, Scotty had his accent, and Uhura had her headset.
Mm-hmm.
So what we see is these are getting smaller and smaller because the microphones and the technology is getting better and better. So you see with the Jawbone, it includes what they call Noise Shield. It's a voice activation technology that runs off both the sound of your voice reaching the microphone, but also a little nub on the device itself that rests right on the Jawbone, and it senses the vibration from you, so that engages this sort of Noise Shield application that makes their demo had a guy talking on it, and two people behind him, one with a leaf blower and one with sort of a weed eater, an edger. And you couldn't, and he was mic'd up for it, you know, sort of, so you heard him through someone else's phone. You
right.
couldn't hear those things going in the background.
Wow.
So for the mobile professional, whether you're a teleworker, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 500, or whether you're someone like me who's running a small home-based business, you know, a lot of times in today's day and age, with that BlackBerry or that handheld device, you find yourself out of the office. You find yourself maybe in crowded locations, maybe not in a quiet work setting where you still need to get work done. But you don't want it to be disruptive. You don't want it to be obnoxious to the person on the other end of the phone. So you're finding this technology coming along that's really using the latest in technology and sound advancements in order to be able to improve the sound quality of the conversation.
Well, the only time that I've really felt that I needed Bluetooth myself was when I was getting on or off an airplane. And I had my hands full of bags or whatever. I had to deal with the ticket and all that. And I would have to tell the person I was talking to, you know, I got to call you back in a little bit. I got to put the phone down because I can't handle all these different things at once.
Right.
And so that's really been the only time I've needed one. When I see other people using them, I guess they've just chosen not to hold a phone up to their ear, and that's fine. But I'm not saying I won't ever go to one. One of my family members asked me if I'd like to have one for like a birthday or something, but I personally don't feel the need for it yet. Maybe I will one day. I like the Jawbone technology, though. That sounds pretty cool.
Jawbone is very cool in that respect. But there's a couple things that are going to drive you to adopting at some point hands-free technology. Once you realize what hands-free really means, you won't want to be without it. Now, that's not to say when I'm not talking on it, I take it off, and I wear, you know, as a home officer, I'm in shorts a lot. If I'm not at a meeting and I'm out and about, you know, around town, I'm not really expecting to run into any business associates, I'm in shorts, okay? And typically my shorts are like cargo pants.
TMI.
I didn't say underwear. I said shorts. And they're typically cargo pants, so I have big, bulky pockets that I can put stuff in. When I'm not talking, the earbud goes in the pants. Okay, it goes in the pocket, or it goes on the dashboard or on the tray table in my car. The other thing is one of the gentlemen I interviewed for a Sun Sentinel column that'll come out. I believe it's going to come out this coming Monday. He lives in Chicago. It's a $100 ticket to talk on a phone while driving your car. Okay, ditto for Jersey.
Oh, no, you're right. Some communities are. That's the case.
They're cracking down. So from a practical standpoint, as far as, you know, from a legal standpoint, one day Alabama's going to have the law, and, you know, and Georgia and Florida and Tennessee and every state in the union's going to say, you know what, it's darn silly to be holding a phone to your ear while you're driving, or at least not using the speaker on your phone. A lot of people don't even use the speaker. I mean, I'm sitting at my
desk.
Well,
and of course, one thing, more and more cars are being equipped with Bluetooth. It used to be, you know, only the high-end stuff. More and more, that's what's going to really happen over time. Is this going to be solved because your car is going to be equipped with Bluetooth? Stand by. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar. More to come right after these messages. I was a dandy. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is the flagship, almost 10 years old, where you can find our show, thousands of archives of our show, including the live show, including the daily replay, including the each individual interview clipped out, no commercials, just ready and waiting on you. Any given week or month or year, all that you want to do there, just help yourself. In fact, we now allow you to take it with you. You can actually download our shows and burn them onto CDs and put them on a thumb drive and use them to your little heart's content. We give you fair use of our stuff. And then you can also, of course, check out AskJim.biz, which is the knowledge base for small business, where you can get answers to your small business questions instantaneously. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's all over all of our sites. And we're talking about, by the way, Jeffrey, give us your website while we're at it.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find your books there too, can't they?
My books and all sorts of good content.
Jeff, we're talking about this new Bluetooth technology. It's been around a long time, but it's getting better. And folks, this is where you put a device in your ear that is compatible with your cell phone, right? You still have to have your cell phone on your belt or in your pocket or something, right?
You have to have your cell phone within 30 feet of you. So I got out the other day. I pumped gas with my cell phone. And I know it's like illegal, so I don't know if it's illegal, but they say, you know, turn off your cell phone before pumping gas.
Right.
So the other day it stayed on the dashboard, and I walked out and I pumped the gas. And just so we're clear, Bluetooth is not just for communications. I mean, the Jawbone that we're talking about was originally designed for the defense industry, for guys in noisy situations like inside a tank or in a helicopter to improve. improve the sound quality in and out. But, I mean, you know, Bluetooth works between keyboards and mice and computers. Bluetooth works between cameras and import devices into computers. So, you know, Bluetooth is a multifunctional device.
It's the technology.
Exactly.
The devices are the applications.
And it's named for King Harald Bluetooth of Denmark, who unified Scandinavia back in the 10th century. So leave it to the Scandinavians to devise a technology and then name it after, you know,
Jeffrey, as I was in Denmark a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and I didn't hear one word about Bluetooth over there. They didn't say one thing about Bluetooth.
The thing is, they use it so much, they don't talk about it anymore, probably. You know, it's like once something becomes, you don't talk about your car. I just got this great new technology called the automobile.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's where they are with Bluetooth.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say I've already got a cell phone, a BlackBerry maybe. And so I can go buy this Jawbone or the Plantronics unit. How do I sync it up with my phone?
It's called pairing, and it's a pretty simple process. What you do is you have your phone on, you have the Bluetooth off. You then push the Bluetooth an on button. And some of these, like the Jawbone, does not have an obvious on button. You have to read the instructions to really find it.
Because so they hide it. They hide it from you.
Well, it's you push the face plate, and there's an on button beneath the face plate. It was designed by an industrial designer for aesthetic. I mean, they realized that some people begrudgingly are going to wear this stuff. They don't want to, but they feel they may have to. So
well,
they want it to look good.
That's like me.
There you go.
So
if you're going to wear it, it might as well look cool while you're wearing it.
I don't want to mess up my look.
Exactly. You want to keep that sharp, clean GQ look that you...
Exactly.
Wait. Sorry, got a little cough there.
Right.
But it's called pairing. So you press and hold the on button. Your phone will come up and say, enter the code. And most codes for the Bluetooth devices are like 0000. And then it'll be programmed into your phone. I have like four Bluetooth devices programmed into my phone. One is my daughter's phone, so we can share information between the two. One is this Plantronics 665 Discovery headset. One is the Jawbone headset. So I just choose which one, and when you turn it on, it sends out a signal, and the phone will say, "Do you want to pair with, or do you accept the connection with the with Jawbone or with Plantronics or with Nicole's phone or whatever?"
Right.
And you just click, you click enter or yes or whatever it is, and you're paired up. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, every now and again, if you turn off the phone or if you go out of range, you may lose the connection and have to repair. But what's really cool is that when you're using it, if you have your Bluetooth, if you have your headset on your ear or beside you and the phone rings, it's really more if you have it on your ear and your phone in your pocket or in your holster and the phone rings, you often can just touch the Bluetooth. And it'll answer the phone and answer or hang up on the call. So you don't really even need to take out the phone unless you're dialing.
Unless you want to see who it is.
Or unless you want to see who it is.
The Bluetooth doesn't announce to you who it is, does it?
No, it does not. Not yet. But they do interoperate, for example, for voice dialing. If you have voice dialing on your phone, some of them will interoperate.
You can use Bluetooth to do voice dialing?
Some will interoperate with for voice dialing.
Mm.
But often,
so what is it? What does a Bluetooth device cost?
Anywhere from about $100 to about $150. You can get them cheaper. The two we're talking about are pretty cutting edge with the noise shield and the audio IQ technology for the Plantronics. So
what powers it? Is it battery operated?
They're battery operated. You get about 6 hours of talk time and about 100 hours of standby.
So, what, do you have to plug them up, or are they?
Both of these are USB powered, or you can plug them into your cigarette lighter.
Huh.
So they're very cool.
6 hours of talk and 100 hours of standby. Very interesting. Hey, Jeffrey, give us that website again, please.
Mine is chiefhomeofficer.com, and there's information about both of these on there.
Thank you very much for the good information today, Jeff. As always, we'll see you next time.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.